Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, December the 16th, 2014. 1944, on this day, the Battle of the Bulge began in the Ardennes Forest in Belgium and France, lasted for more than a month, the last major German offensive of the war, and for American troops, it was the bloodiest battle of World War II. 19,000 killed, almost 50,000 wounded, 23,000 missing. It was on this date, 1811, two mega earthquakes struck Louisiana Territory, the epicenter in what is now southeastern Arkansas. Eyewitnesses say that the Mississippi River appeared to reverse course, that the soil liquefied, plumes of sulfurous gas shot up from the ground. The earthquakes woke people in Pittsburgh, rang church bells in Boston. This zone is still active, and some seismologists believe the region is overdue for a repeat. It's believed that Beethoven was born on this date in 1770 in Bonn, Germany, born into a family of court musicians. His father started him out on a rigorous course of musical education, and by the time Beethoven was 16, he had a good professional reputation in Bonn. He left for Vienna to meet Mozart, who was busy composing Don Giovanni, but Beethoven made a big impression on him anyway, and he took Beethoven as a pupil. But Beethoven's mother died, he had to go back to Bonn, and by the time he returned to Vienna, Mozart had died, and Beethoven began studying with Franz Joseph Haydn. In 1801, Beethoven wrote to a friend that his hearing was getting worse and worse, but he kept on composing at a furious pace, performed piano concerts through Europe for several more years, until in 1814 he became almost totally deaf. Died in 1827. Schools were closed on the day of his funeral. 30,000 people followed his coffin through the streets of Vienna. It's the birthday of V.S. Pritchett, born in Ipswich, England, 1900. Wrote five novels, but preferred writing short stories. And it's the birthday of Jane Austen, Hampshire, England, 1775. Her first published work, Sense and Sensibility, in 1811. She was widely read in her lifetime, but published all her books signed simply A Lady. She died in 1817, possibly of Addison's disease or lymphoma or perhaps arsenic poisoning. Virginia Woolf thought her an almost perfect artist. Mark Twain loathed her writing, and not much is known about her personal life because her sister Cassandra burned much of Austen's correspondence after Jane Austen died at the age of 41. Here's a poem for today by Stephen Dunn entitled Kindness. In Manhattan, I learned a public kindness was a triumph over the push of money, the constrictions of fear. If it occurred, it came from some deep primal memory, almost entirely lost. Here, let me help you, then you me, otherwise we'll die. Which is why I love the weather in Minnesota, every winter kindness linked to obvious self-interest. Thus, so many kindnesses when you need them. Praise blizzards, praise the cold. A poem by Stephen Dunn, Kindness, from his new and selected poems, published by W.W. Norton and Company, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.